How's the band going?
Band's going good. Yeah, it's good. It's we worked out that this band's been together now for about 7 years.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it's in the Sparks. So when we joined Alive Network, that was 7 years ago.
Wow. That was like, has that like flown by?
It has. Yeah, completely. But it was also like this year was like 10 years since I've left uni.
Mm.
And so I don't know, I said we were at a gig over Christmas and I just said, so it's been 10 years since uni, everybody happy, what in 10 years time from now, what is it you want to do?
Yeah.
And it kind of started off a conversation. Chris, he's really into his teaching. Like, he loves it, absolutely loves it, and he's great at it as well. He's great at performing as well, but he wants to do more teaching and be a little bit more a little bit more to do with that. I think he wants that to be his main income. And to be honest, it kind of gave me the kick up the arse, really, to kind of go, well, what is it you want to do with your life? And it's been great. When I came out of uni, the only thing I really wanted to do was earn a living playing music, and I've done it. And that's awesome. But I think I've just got lazy over the last couple of years, especially, like, not pushed ourselves, because the weddings, as long as you can play the songs,
yeah,
you're all right.
Do you mean like lazy as in like just practicing or just like other things as well, like in music playing?
Yeah, practicing definitely, because if you've got nothing really to that you're aiming for, it's quite hard to keep yourself motivated. And I love practicing, as like when we were away in the Middle East and stuff, I used to love it, and I still do, but since kind of thinking to go down the cruise ship route, but the cruise ship route not as a function band like we've done, but as an actual show band member where you have to read and play different types of music and all that sort of stuff.
That's it, man.
It's nice.
I think you're definitely right. It's like you can't the motivation to practice it isn't really, it's gonna be harder to get or be there if you've not got like something you want to go achieve. like you say, if same for me as well, the wedding band circuit and stuff, it's like, yeah, you have the songs you got to play, but like other than that, like playing wise, there's not really much else to be achieved except for being able to perform at this certain level. Do you know what I mean? Like play the songs to a certain standard. Like, yeah, I totally know what you mean.
I don't know if you found it as well, but like, because there are some bands on the agency who are, they're amazing as well. And, the scale of the gigs that they're doing are great, but I don't know whether you found it, but it's still a function room at the end of the day. So you could be playing an award ceremony, but really when you look at it, it's a function. You're playing on a stage for a function room and you're still playing Mr. Brightside and Sex on Fire. And there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm grateful for the Killers to write it, because we also worked out that we've done like 850 weddings in the last 7 years.
Wow.
And I think we've done Brightside at every single one.
Yeah. It's one of those songs, isn't it? It's like standard songs that like, I don't know, time and time again, we would just not fail in just getting a load of drunk people together.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, man. If it's like Dorothy, who's a million years old, or it's like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
They all love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just insane.
Energy to that song or those songs, and there's just something like,
Crazy. I wish I'd write some more, to be honest. Give us something else to play.
Yeah. There's a different variety in it.
So how's your band going? How's Penthouse going?
It's good, man. Like, it's last year was like way better. Obviously, it was our second year. So our first year, which was like, just the very first year. So it wasn't going to be anything amazing. But then, last year was great. It was just like a lot more achieved in last year. And then, you hope with anything that you are pursuing that, each year or all the time, it's just like progressively getting better, like better gigs or just better arrangements, or just the band is tighter and stuff like that, so just anything we can do to better ourselves and stuff. But yeah, at the moment it's going good, still not where I want it to be exactly, but
where do you want it to be?
So I just want to be playing bigger events, like you say, like it's a function room at the end of the day, but there's so many bands out there. Obviously it's like a really crowded market, like a lot of different wedding markets are, I guess. I just see a few bands like playing some of the, like what seem like from an outside perspective, like to be incredible gigs, you know, like location or whatever. And it just as like, yeah, just like pushing the boundaries, like just seeing what else you can achieve with a band, rather than, you know, not like your band, like your band's doing so fucking good, but like, there's a lot of bands out there that, you know, they just get to a certain level and then they just plateau, and there's no real drive to like push it to somewhere else, you know, and it's difficult to do that as well because there's other people in the band, like you just said, like Chris and stuff, like, and that's one thing I learned real quick was, as much as I want to push the band and do all these different things, there's like four other people there that have their own music ambitions and things like that, so it's like you really got to I think just understand, like, okay, everyone's got their own ambitions, drives and stuff, and whether they're part of this or not, like, it's all good. And as long as they are a part of it, then, you know, we'll do our best, you know? And if they leave, we'll come back, you know?
So are you basically band leader for that band?
Yeah, I run the whole band. I do everything, like...
So with what you're saying is you want the band to get to a certain point and everyone's got their own stuff going on, which is obviously every band's in that situation.
Yeah, every band's in that situation, man.
Do you find it as a band leader difficult knowing that and knowing what you can push and knowing that you're going to have to debt people out, especially like with a singer, for example? Like if someone's going to book a band, most of the time it's on the singer, isn't it?
That is a hard thing. And I guess Chris... I don't know, maybe it's not so different because a singer is a singer at the end of the day. If that's the face you have on the promotion video or whatever kind of video, I mean, you're selling a product. Most couples, like bride and groom or whatever, the first thing they look at is the singer. Do they like the tone of voice, male or female? Like, that kind of stuff. Do they like the songs? But really the first thing they come across is, do they like the singer? And then, like, you know, we play so many gigs in my band where it's constant comments on the singer, like, we love the singer's voice, really love you guys, blah blah blah. Musicians are always second, like, no matter where you go, what you do, it's always been that way and it probably always will be that way, but it's just that's probably the most difficult thing because, as you say, everyone's got their own ambitions and stuff, and especially if it's the singer who the band is getting sold on. If that guy's not available, then it's like, okay, that's a little bit more tricky than being able to replace a drummer, a bass player, someone who kind of could be faceless, really, like, to a certain extent.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Which has its pluses and its minuses. I mean, in some ways, it's if you play that instrument and you, it almost gives you a little bit of freedom because you know you can be replaced if necessary. But, I mean, example for Chris, for example, I think it's been a lot of pressure on him because he's got other things that he wants to do, but he knows that if he says he doesn't want to do it anymore, that impacts me and Dan's income drastically because without him, the band just doesn't happen. So
Have you been in any situations where Chris, like, hasn't been available for a gig, but you do the gig anyway? Do you know someone?
We have a couple of people. We've had a couple of... It's been a couple of times where Dan asked me down to do the bass. And I know Chris has asked you to debt, but you've been busy. Or we've had Dave, who's the original singer and bass player.
Right.
I mean, Chris has done gigs where he thought he was going to follow through while singing. Because he felt so bad. He was literally vomiting in between sets. Like, I mean, the guy is an absolute trooper.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how he could stand on a couple of the gigs because he got ill just like everyone does. And he kept going. So I'm glad that he's finally said, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to work towards. And like I said at the start, it's given me the impetus to really go, okay, well, it's time to revisit what I was looking at doing before this band really started. Because after we did Oman, what did I do after that? We did a ferry ship.
Yeah.
We did a ferry ship,
good old ferry ship.
So we did that same ship again last year.
Well, as a band,
as a band, but... I remember before the Sparks probably started, I was due to go on another contract for someone completely different in China. And the singer got onto The Voice USA or something like that. So the guy said to me, well, it might not happen. No hard feelings if you can get a gig, you know, if you can get some regular work. Because obviously you're broke like we always are. And yeah, this kind of happened, and we said at the time, "Well, let's go for it. Let's try and join agency. Let's try and make a living out of it." And we've done it, and it's you know, Dan's been in the band for 5 years, which I couldn't believe. But yeah, it's good. It's good, but it's time to try something else.
Yeah.